People are really, really down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden says about Americans dealing with surging prices.
President Biden tells the AP yesterday it's not his fault, saying, quote, we're in a stronger position than any nation in the world to overcome this inflation. If it's my fault, why is it the case in every other major industrial country in the world that inflation is higher? Problem is, that's not true. Our inflation is higher than Germany, France, Japan, Italy, China, Canada, Israel, and Saudi Arabia.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. Now, the president will go to Saudi Arabia next month with oil prices and production a big issue. Gas is down a third day in a row from record highs, but AAA still has a national average for regular around $5 a gallon. Diesel, though, did hit a new all-time high today. They're praying and mourning near Birmingham, Alabama, the day after a man started shooting people at a church potluck dinner, killing two, injuring one.
The suspect involved in this event is in custody. And that we know of no additional threat.
Vestavia Hills Police Captain Shane Ware, we don't know the motive. Another hearing in the Democrat-led House probe into last year's Capitol riot that most Republicans call unfair and political.
Trump White House lawyers like Eric Hirschman say they rejected a legal theory from attorney John Eastman that then-Vice President Mike Pence could delay or block certification of the Electoral College.
I said, you're completely crazy.
Pence's counsel at the time, Greg Jacob, testified former President Trump continued to publicly and privately pressure the vice president.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Julian Assange may finally be coming to America. The British Home Secretary signed an order today to extradite the WikiLeaks founder to the U.S. to face trial on spying charges over posting classified U.S. military documents online years ago. Assange, though, will appeal. The Golden State Warriors have won the NBA championship against Steph Curry, telling NBA TV.
Curry along.
Me, Clay, Draymond, if we're healthy, we're hard to beat. The record kind of speaks for itself.
America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
At about the same time President Biden was telling AP Americans are really, really down coming out of the pandemic and dealing with inflation, a new Fox News poll came out showing a lot of people don't think he's doing a good job.
The poll shows the opinion of President Biden is right at 42%. More telling is that 57% disapprove, the poll's highest result to date. By comparison, the disapproval number for former President Donald Trump right now is 55%. More than half of poll participants dislike President Biden's job on many key issues in the news. On inflation, 71% disapprove. On guns, 60% disapprove. Since 1 year ago, the president's job approval in the Fox poll has fallen by 13%. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In the same Fox poll, just 39% say they approve of the Supreme Court, down from 54% 2 years ago. This is as we await an abortion ruling. Pro-choice activists have been fearing those justices are now getting more protection.
President Biden signed into law Thursday a measure that gives the families of the justices the same 24/7 protection they get from U.S. Marshals. It comes after a man armed with a gun and a knife was arrested near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The bill for extra protection was passed by the Senate, but got stalled in the House for a time as some Democrats wanted protection for court staffers as well. Justices have been seeing frequent protests outside their homes after the leak of a draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade and curtail abortion rights. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Futures are rising the day after another big sell-off. The Nasdaq fell to its lowest level since September 2020. Golf's U.S. Open back underway. Round two today. Adam Hadwin's the leader. Rory McIlroy among five, one shot back. I'm Dave Anthony Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.